from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Mulliott Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to Dan Wiederer, and he joins us now on The Score Hotline. Dan, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. It was great to see you guys in person yesterday out there in Lake Forest. A muggy day, but a good one nonetheless at training camp.
And a lot of news. I mean, Drew Rosenhaus also went, and they got a deal done with DJ Moore. That's probably the biggest news. We'll get into the who's out and who's in, but DJ Moore will be here for a while. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, the biggest part of that, Mully, is that he had 2 years left on his deal, and so it was obviously a very intentional effort from Ryan Poles to make sure that he rewarded a player that he believes is going to be a cornerstone of this championship build. And what you have now is a core offensively, whether it's Caleb, whether it's DJ, whether it's Roma Dunze, whether it's Darnell Wright, whether it's Cole Kmet, who are all going to be together now for a while, at least four more seasons under contract for each of those guys I just named. And so you have building blocks now that are helping you build upwards instead of build sideways like the Bears so often do. And so a great reward from DJ. We're going to hear from him after today's short practice up at Hallis Hall, and we'll see how he reacts to what is a really, really nice financial reward.
Tell him to call us, okay? He's our guy. So what changed, Dan? Because obviously with 2 years left on his contract, the Bears typically don't do business that way. Brad Biggs even referenced that the other day in talking about the future, but this was a different scenario. The wide receiver market is taking off, and I guess the Bears responded to that. What else contributed?
Yeah, I think there's two things there. What you just mentioned, the way the wide receiver market is skyrocketing, who knows where this is going to be in 2 years when DJ was set to walk into free agency or even a year from now when he was going into the final year of his deal. And the other part of this is that they feel very strongly about rewarding their in-house guys who do everything right. We know what DJ Moore did in his first season as a Bear. We know how productive he was. We've seen how low maintenance he is behind the scenes and being a great teammate and a guy that can produce no matter who's throwing him the football, whether it's in Carolina or Chicago. DJ Moore has shown a way to produce regardless of who's taking the snaps from the center. And so that's a really nice thing to have in your building. They obviously felt really good about where he's headed. I think he'll be 32 when this current deal runs out. So he's still got plenty of tread on the tires and a chance to be, again, a real, real catalyst to what the Bears hope is a window opening of long sustained success.
I got to tell you, you know, we're heading down to the Hall of Fame for the game on Thursday, and we were talking a little bit about what that takes and how good you have to be, and it's an extraordinary privilege for people. And you know, we were talking about like Keenan Allen and his career. It, like, as good as these guys are, they're not on track for the Hall of Fame. Nobody is really on track for the Hall of Fame. You gotta win titles, and you gotta do other things too. And it's sort of, if you're looking at the, you know, Devin Hester, for instance, they got to a Super Bowl. he scored a touchdown to open up a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, it takes special, really special stuff to get into the Hall of Fame.
Well, and like with Devin, Mully, it was just the number of signature moments he had, you know, and when I talk about Devin Hester, and David and I talked about this a little bit on the podcast this week, is that he was just a vibe, right? And anybody who watched Devin Hester play, anybody who prepared to play against him, anybody who was on the field with him for a punt return or kickoff return knows the feelings they had. For the people in the stands, it was this unbridled anticipation of what's happening next. For the guys that played with him, it was like that feeling of, man, like if we can just do a little more ourselves, be at our best to help him be at his best, something magical could happen in this next, you know, minute and a half stretch. And so that feeling was there. Opponents would lose sleep the week that they were playing the Bears because they didn't know what to do with him. And so, like, you have all those things combined, and that's just one example of a guy who put together a Hall of Fame career in so many remarkable ways. But the feeling that Devin brought out in people, I think, is the thing that has always resonated with me. And in doing some of the reporting I've done recently for a bigger story we've got coming on Hester, the energy and excitement people have, whether they were an opponent or a teammate, to talk about Devin Hester is truly notable, because he had that electricity to him that made his presence on a football field feel different.
Bears training camp coverage is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Yesterday's training camp coverage included watching a sloppy offensive display again. Dan, you can talk about the defense being ahead of the offense, but how concerned is Matt Eberflus or Shane Waldron after yesterday?
Yeah, no, I don't know that concern is the right emotion right now. I mean, it's July 31st. We've got a long on-ramp until they get to the regular season in week one, but there certainly hasn't been a fireworks show from the offense on any day of training camp to this point. I think we're 8 practices in now. Yesterday was a struggle for the first unit offense and Caleb Williams during the 11-on-11 period. I think we tallied one completion for the first unit offense in 4 different segments of 11-on-11. And so that's got to get better when you're in one-on-ones and you've got, you know, wide receivers basically able to use the whole field to get open against defensive backs, and the defensive backs are winning that period by and large. You've got some things to clean up and you've got to get some things to work on, but there's a lot of time here. And I think there's been a really good perspective inside the building of balancing the urgency with the patience and understanding that you can't get concerned, you can't get jittery, you can't get panicky, particularly when you have a new offense being installed, when you have a rookie quarterback going through the early stages of his orientation process. And so you just kind of have to buckle in and go through the turbulence a little bit, and then hope that as we get further into August, later into August, towards September, that now you start to see those fireworks flashing at practice and you start to feel like you're on track to play a competitive brand of football when the regular season arrives.
So what are you going to be locked in on, focused on come Thursday's game? We got the agent Bajent starting, and you got the kickoff stuff we'll get a look at. But are there no real battles that you're searching for? Are there any players you're especially looking at? There'll be no starters in this game.
We lose Dan.
I think he hung up.
No starters in this game. I'm not going.
He's
headed to the beach.
He said, "Mulligan, you idiot. Said,
what are you doing? Why were you guys going to Canton if they're not having any starters in the game?"
Exactly. Dan's back. I'm sorry, Dan. I didn't mean to make you hang up with that question.
No, it just froze up there a little bit. The Zoom got me there. But you bring up the kickoff, Molly, and I think that's something that everyone in the league is fascinated to watch unfold in the month of August, because this isn't something where everyone's going to hide their cards. There's a lot of special teams coordinators around the league that say, we're going to have to show some things so that we can learn some things. And so watching this new kickoff rule play out at the NFL level, it gives an opportunity to a guy like Velus Jones to show that he's got a path onto this roster. It shows you as a special teams unit what you want to have on those units, both coverage and blocking wise, and maybe how that changes the dynamics of how you put together your roster at the end of the month. And so that's going to be fascinating to watch. A couple other things for me, like Tyler Scott is a guy who probably get some run here in these preseason games, and we know what the top of the depth chart looks like at wide receiver. Well, maybe he's got a chance to carve out a nice little role in this offense. So watching him during the preseason is going to be good. And I don't remember ever in my time in the league covering a cornerback group that's as deep as this one that the Bears have. And so beyond Jalen Johnson, beyond Kyler Gordon, beyond Tyreek Stevenson, you've got Greg Stroman, you've got Jalen Jones, Josh Blackwell, Reddy Stewart, Terrell Smith. There's a whole group of guys that are fighting for roster positions, and some of them aren't going to be here, but they're going to be on an NFL roster somewhere else. And so watching those guys play in the month of August is going to be really
interesting. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patients is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Interesting as well.
Do you think Nate Davis got the message that Matt Eberflus clearly was sending in his direction over the weekend?
No idea. I mean, literally, that's my answer to almost all Nate Davis questions at this point, David, is no idea, because I don't know if he wants it as bad as the Bears want him to want it. And that means, as Matt said on Saturday, being willing to do hard better, you know, and doing hard better means grinding through training camp. It means fighting through soreness and pain and whatever else there is. And so the in and out and in and out and in and out of Nate Davis from the everyday practice routine is a little disconcerting from the outside. I can imagine that it is anxiety producing on the inside. And eventually they've got to, as we've talked about, create stability with that offensive line so that Caleb Williams walks to the huddle in every single regular season game feeling good and comfortable with the guys who are in front of him.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like the idea of that. I just think that when we talk about like cadence issues or jumping off sides or pre-snap penalty, whatever way you want to think about it, it feels like it's a good opportunity in a game to clean that up. And I get it. You can do it in practice and you get better at it. And they'll probably be facing, you know, backups and in a worse defense than they do in practice. But that might aid your confidence a little. I don't believe in playing quarterbacks in the preseason, and I don't believe in hitting all the time. But I see the advantage given the situation they're in.
You'd assume that they're going to get two preseason games worth of action from their first unit offense in some way, shape, or form. And so you've got three games beyond Thursday to do that. You've got a crossover practice against the Bengals in the middle of the month, which I know the people inside the building are really looking forward to. Even though it's one day and not 2 days like they did in Indianapolis last year, it's an opportunity to see a different opponent, to test some things, to really script out situations you want to work on and try to dive in on those in a very controlled setting that mimics a preseason game without the tackling and the hits on the quarterback. And so they've got opportunities. Again, I keep every single day that I'm in that media room in Hellas Hall, I look down at the little calendar at the corner of my laptop screen and I go, man, it's still July. You know, like we've got a long way to go and it feels like we're right on the doorstep of the regular season, but there is time here. And I think the Bears have really wrapped their arms around the extra week that they have had because of this Hall of Fame game appearance to understand that they've been afforded a little more time to iron out some of those wrinkles.
Dan, you know, we talked to Kevin Byard yesterday when we were up at Hallis Hall, and the legend of Caleb Williams now includes him chiding teammates to clean up water bottles and other things around to help the custodians. Have we heard this before? What does it mean? What did you think?
Well, I thought it made an impression on you guys because I was pleased to see you guys throwing out your donut napkins over at the tent that you had set up in the parking lot there at Alice Hall. So Caleb's words through Kevin Byard obviously made an impression on you guys enough to take care of details. This for me is a bit of an eye roll because we lived it with Mitch Trubisky. I am all for the starting quarterback being on teammates to make sure that they take care of their business in all facets of life and pay attention to details. But none of that stuff means anything if you can't play quarterback at a high level when the games are being played. And so I like Caleb Williams' approach to leadership, but it's really kind of shrug-worthy for me because there's a lot that goes into reading coverages and adjusting to blitzes and finding guys open and extending plays and making plays that have nothing to do with the towels on the floor in the locker room. I mean, it's important, but it's like number 86 on the list of things that are going to be important in Caleb Williams's career.
That's fun. It's a fun thing to contemplate.
I think I'm going to contemplate renaming the podcast, though, a bit of an eye roll.
Not anymore. No, we're about to. We could have named it that for the last 8 years. We're about to head forward into exciting territory. This team is as story worthy and fun to cover right now as it's been in a long time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Great stuff. Great talking to you, Dan. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Dan. See you in Ohio.
Yeah, guys, travel safe. We'll see you down there.
All right, pal. That is Dan Wiederer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, that's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.